So it's 2:30 and my lovely guest Sally Landry is here. Good afternoon, Sally.
Hello, Alex. Lovely to see you and to be here.
So you are coming to talk about mindfulness this afternoon, and you have a new drop-in class, I believe.
Yes.
But before we talk about that, how did you get into, what's your background and why did you get involved in mindfulness?
Well, shall I go back to the beginning?
So I think
for me was yoga.
Uh-huh.
Which I started in 1994 when I was pregnant with my second child, and I was in a lot of pain from my back and my knees, and my GP recommended a local antenatal yoga class, and it began to transform my life physically immediately because my pain began to recede, and I mean, I could hardly walk at that stage.
Oh my goodness.
Really,
yeah,
hardly,
yeah,
walk. I had operations on both my knees and I had a lot of arthritic change. Whereas now, as we were just discussing, I have just started learning to run. And this morning I ran for 25 minutes, which
that
in
is
all
amazing.
My life,
yeah,
my knees started giving me problems when I was about 11. And they dislocated and I fell over a lot. And then I need them operating on. I've never run since childhood.
Yeah.
And now here I am running. All these years later. So it's been very magical for me.
So that's from yoga.
That's
strengthening.
From yoga. And so I started off in yoga really from the physical side. But I think the more you do a kind of thoughtful yoga, you come into your body and that brings you into an awareness of your whole self.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to edge towards the more thoughtful side of it. And I started meditating 14 years ago at a very difficult time for our family with some bereavements. And I said to my teacher then, I don't think I can meditate, Catherine, because I'm just going to cry. If I mm-hmm. sit, the thoughts will come in and I'll cry. And she said, well, what's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. You can sit and cry. So I began meditating then. And then slowly over the years, about 4 years into my meditation practice, I came across this specific thing called mindfulness.
Because it does seem to be, it's kind of one of those buzzwords that people throw about, you know, and it's like the thing, like sort of a hipster thing. But I don't think it is really, is it? I bet it's been going for ages.
And
could you explain
right.
a little bit more
yes.
what actually, what the true definition, shall we say, of mindfulness is, rather than just banding it about like, oh, yes, we need to be more mindful and not
yes.
really looking behind what that really
yes.
means.
Well, mindfulness, the practice as I am engaged in it was put together in 1979 by a very high-flying doctor called Jon Kabat-Zinn in America. And he was also a meditator as well as being a doctor. And he saw how much pain there was in his hospital. And he asked his colleagues, how many of your patients are you successfully treating? And they said 20%.
Wow.
And he was deeply shocked
yeah.
by the other 80% of chronic sufferers. And he realised that meditation can work with pain as well as with anxiety, stress and depression. And he set up a system which is secular.
Right.
So that there are lots of meditation systems, and I've tried several of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about mindfulness is it's completely non-religious, and you can go into it if you come from any belief background.
And I'm guessing, because from the little I know, that you can sort of do bits. There are sort of strategies that you can use, little
yes.
exercises.
Yes.
You don't have to spend 20 minutes
no,
or 30
you don't.
Minutes
so
if you need
yes,
to
there's
suddenly.
Really, I think there are really sort of three halves. There are some quite, you're absolutely right, there are some quite big formal parts. You know, you might sit for 20 minutes and do a breath meditation. You might lie down even for 40 minutes and do a body scan.
Sounds good to me.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
So love it.
Yeah.
And you can sit for 3 minutes and do a breathing exercise, or you can just bring your attention back. How do my feet feel on the ground? How do my hands feel on the desk? How does my spine feel?
So it's
as
being
I
in the moment. Is that the
yes,
sort
you
of
bring yourself the, back yeah. into the moment?
So basically, to try and bring your thoughts back into now rather than racing off
yes.
into other things.
But at the same time, noticing that they do race off.
Okay,
and that is. Happens to everybody. And one of the really beautiful things about mindfulness is it leans very much into a kindly attention, a gentle attention
to yourself.
Yes.
Which I think
you're
some
not,
lots of people
you're not the only one. You're noticing how you are,
mm-hmm.
but it's one that
acceptance, maybe.
Yes,
you're
accepting it,
sort of.
And you also, if you come to a class with other people and they talk, you really come to the understanding that we're all very different, but also all very similar. Our minds race. We get ourselves tied up in mental knots. and we can help to let go of them by accepting that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can you give any examples? I know it's probably not going to work so well on radio, so is there anything you can give examples? I think you've mentioned a couple of examples of the different types.
Yes.
Are there any examples of something that someone wanted to try something?
One of my students said to me today, I'll go and tell them about the raisin exercise.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of that?
The raisin
exercise. So,
actually, I have, now you said that,
yeah,
but you
really
do explain it. Yes, yeah, yeah.
So you would sit, and you would take 10 minutes over this exercise, but I'll just go through it very quickly. Basically, you take a raisin in your hand, and instead of eating it, you look at it and you feel it on your palm. You might touch it with your other hand. You might turn it. You see all the facets of the raisin. You bring it to your nose and smell it. Basically, eventually you bring it to your mouth. Without eating it, you feel it in your mouth. And then very, very slowly you start to chew it and eventually swallow it. And that could take, that whole process might take, as I say, it might even take 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you experience the raisin as you've never experienced it before. And it just tells you so much about how we normally rush through our experience.
Yes.
And we
yes.
don't then say, that is how you must eat every meal. That
no.
would just be
But
you know,
actually, it's bringing, as it literally is, bringing you back into what you're doing now yeah. rather than always looking over your shoulder
yes.
for the next thing or checking your phone
yes.
or whatever.
And one of the things about the raisin, you might notice the taste, the texture. But also, very often people report, for instance, that they've got carried off in their thoughts, and they're at a Christmas in 1987,
yeah,
when their grandmother made them mince pies for the first time. Or,
yeah, yeah.
And the mind can take you.
I guess that's like smells
smells
certain songs,
so
of course, can just
music.
Yeah,
is
yeah, music always can.
So it's noticing everything, including the distractions and the sweep of the mind that can carry you away. And that's not a bad thing. It's not bad to plan. It's not bad to remember. But it's quite good to be aware when we are being carried along, and to have tools to bring ourselves back.
And
especially when we're getting caught in those ruminative circles,
yes,
when you just go
say,
over and over, to have a tool that can help you break out of that circle.
So that could be good for many people, for many
yeah.
reasons,
yes.
anxiety and stress, just day-to-day stresses
yes.
and strains, just to stop and give yourself permission to have some time, I'm guessing.
Feel where yeah. your hands are, and then be quiet and bring yourself into your breath. And feel what's happening with each in-breath and each out-breath. And it could be just for a very few. But also around the, you know, around, as I say, around the physical sensations, there are emotions and there are thoughts and they're all tangled up. And the emotions, you can come to recognise them physically in your body. And you
yeah.
kind of know what's coming, don't
yes,
you, when your
yeah.
chest starts to tighten.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
You know what that is and you can let it be there and then you can also let it go. Let your shoulders go and breathe more.
So
smoothly.
That sounds so interesting, and I'm beginning to relax as I'm just sitting here. Could you give some more information about your drop-in class then? Because that sounds
yes.
that's
so
quite a new thing
really
for you,
new.
Isn't it?
Yes, I've been teaching yoga in Cambridge since 1999, and I have been teaching mindfulness in Cambridge since the week before last.
Very good. So it's very, very
so
hot
it's
off
very
the press.
New. I am very well trained. I've a deep background in meditation and mindfulness, and I did a fantastic intensive training in April, and I've been studying since then. I decided to start, and we're doing a drop-in class, which is 45 minutes, and it's £5 a class. You can come and go, you know, come to whenever you can. It's on Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and it's a funny time. It's 4:40
on a Tuesday.
For 45 minutes at the Friends Meeting House on Hartington Grove. And we're going to look at sitting practices, lying. Walking is a great mindfulness practice. So you do this beautiful slow walking. And we're also going to take time to discuss our experiences during those practices.
Oh, that sounds really good. So could you, is there an email, a website? It's probably easiest
yes,
for people
Yes, probably the
to,
best thing is to come to my website.
And but
it's
if,
really
if,
easy.
Sorry, to,
yeah,
if,
no, no.
if anyone wants to just come along to that class, can
yeah,
they just turn up or is it best that they contact
up.
You?
I don't mind either way.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, I love talking about this stuff either by email or in person, you know, on the phone.
Yeah.
But you're very welcome just to turn up, and people have been doing that.
So that's 4:40
on a
Tuesday
on Tuesdays,
at the Friends Meeting House at Hartington Grove.
And you can find all the information about me at my website, which is Nightingale Yoga. I'm very easily Googleable.
Mm-hmm.
Nightingale Yoga with Sally Lander.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Say. That sounds really interesting.